doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? Or would you like to give credit to someone and you didn't give it to them and you really think they deserve it? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I don't give enough credit to my husband.
That's true.
That is 100% true. But this weekend, like, he is like my yin to my yang, where he knows how to keep me calm when I'm about to lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it so well on Saturday. I have gotten it in my head that we need to renew our passports immediately, even though they don't expire for probably like another 6 or 7 months, right?
Okay.
But
right.
Like when I get something in my head, like it has to be done immediately.
No question about it. I could testify to that.
So I had all my paperwork done. I had all the photocopies ready. I had everything set for me, my husband, and my oldest daughter. Hers was coming up too.
Sure.
Now, when you renew a minor's passport, you have to have both parents present.
Okay.
So you go to the post office.
So you can't take off with them, right?
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
That makes sense.
It's
a good
sense.
Law, right?
Yeah, so I go to the post office like we always do when we have to renew our passport.
Sure.
Now you need an appointment. Thanks, COVID. Well, I don't have an appointment.
Yeah.
But I have it in my head. This has to get done today.
Right. It's got to happen right now.
So
I mean, you don't even have a vacation booked.
Nothing. We have nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
But it's happening now.
Yep.
Step one.
And he knows that this is going to consume our entire Saturday.
Right. So he just gives in. He says, okay, let's go do this. I mean, that's big of him already.
Right. So we go to the library because the library has a passport office. And they accept walk-ins. So we walk in there and there's one family ahead of us. And I'm like, high five.
Right.
Only one family. We're going to be in and out of here. We got it. We got this done. That family took an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, man. If they got five kids, you got problems.
And I'm sitting in the hallway and I can hear the entire conversation.
Yeah.
And the parents did not have their IDs. The parents did not have their information. Their parents did not have any paperwork filled out. So now here I am trying to stay calm, but you know it's not me.
Yeah.
I go, you think they're just giving away passports?
Right.
Here? You just show up for a passport and they just hand you. And he looked at me. He goes, babe, we got nothing to do today. We are calm. We have no reason to freak out. We're going to stand in this line and we're going to wait and we're going to get the passports done. And you know what? He deserves some credit for that because I could have lost my mind at that moment.
Good job, Paul. I want to imagine him just breathing deeply and trying to make sure you find your moment of zen before you blow the door off the library.
All he said, he's like, I really need to clean out the garage. And I shot him the look of death. It's passport day.
That's great.
Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Ironically, mine is vacation related too. And it got no forward progress as well. I spent this weekend scouring the web. I'm all over the websites. Of course, some of the travel companies that I normally worked with before, they've closed over the pandemic.
Oh,
they're
that's
done.
Terrible.
Right. They've gone out of business.
Awful.
And so I'm scouring the internet. I'm looking through all these different, you know, vacation plans. I don't even have a destination yet either. I'm just trying to figure out where and when I would be going for hours and hours. I made no progress on that whatsoever. Booked nothing. Didn't get a single answer. Wife came home. She's like, what have you been doing? I was like, looking at vacation stuff. She's like, oh, hope you enjoyed yourself. Like, I should have done something else with my time.
Mm.
You think, what? Do you think this thing's just going to happen by accident?
So who's getting credit here, Raven?
I want some credit.
For what?
For doing all that work.
Okay.
That didn't result in something great, but it's intended to. I'm giving myself credit.
Go ahead.
I'm not even waiting for
all
you.
Right, go ahead.
Raven? You think you're going to be walking somewhere where it's sunny and nice without this work going in? You're not.
Okay? Raven spent 6 hours on orbits and he wants credit.
I had every one of those windows open. It was so frustrating.
Oh, he's like, I went on kayak and compared 13 different ones.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
1-800-330-9999. Who would you like to give credit to this weekend? Or do you want to for us to give you credit? You can call or text. Did you do something over the weekend and nobody gave you any credit for it? Or maybe somebody did something pretty great for you and you kind of just didn't give them the credit they deserved. That's where we come in. We'll give you that credit. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
I was at the grocery store, and there was a little bit of a line, and I let this elderly gentleman in front of me. He was walking with a cane, you know? And then as he walked by me and he was putting his stuff down, he tucked his cane under his arm, almost like he was using it as a prop, and then like went along his business, didn't wave, didn't say thank you, nothing.
You let him cut you, and he faked being old with the cane.
Unsteady on his feet, right? Gets up there, gets the items, walks out. No bag necessary, no cart with me, I'm good. Juggling melons as he walks out the door.
Well, that was nice of you, and we'll give you the credit you deserve. Here you go.
That old guy singing that to himself. He's like, look at how I'm going to play these people. Go right by you.
They totally fell for it again.
Right.
They let me cut the line.
Best investment ever, this cane.
Hi, what didn't you get credit for over the weekend?
Yeah, I was at Walmart, collected 6 shopping carts, pushed them all into the cart area. The attendant did not say a word, like a thank you or a nod or like a hey, thanks so much or like nothing. And I'm like, hey, I just kind of did like a good little thing. Nothing.
I mean, you can't even. Yeah, you're right. Like, hey, thank you or a nod. I always feel like they're appreciative when you try to help out a little bit.
You would hope so.
We're going to give you some credit. Here you go.
Okay. I'm sorry I gave him the wrong song. I really wanted it to be more instructional. How about?
There we go.
This is where the cart goes, buddy.
6 carts is a lot of carts.
It's a lot of carts, right? To help somebody? I mean, you're practically doing their job for the lane.
Yeah.
And how did these 6 carts get here before you got here, sir?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What the credit didn't you get over the weekend?
Okay, I was getting a coffee, and the barista saw me put $2 in the tip jar and almost even like made eye contact with me and just said nothing, just completely ignored.
I hate that. It drives me nuts. I don't need you to go crazy. At all. That would just be weird if somebody reacted too strongly. But a nod of the cap, a thanks. Hey, that's great. $2? They made you a coffee. Let me give you an information update here. It's their job to give you coffee.
Okay. I don't know about all that, but we will give you some credit for filling up that tip jar. Here you go.
Thank you.
I don't understand why they have to acknowledge the fact that you gave them $2.
Because I gave you $2! And you're already getting paid to be there pouring coffee!
You're saying thank you. Why do they have to say thank you to your thank you? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But yes, you get the credit. Go ahead. Congratulations to you.